In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I have Eleanor McCullen with me today. And we're going to look again at the 15th chapter of St. Luke. The 15th chapter begins by saying, "Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling, saying, 'This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them.'" It is very important to know who Jesus is talking to, with the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Sinners and tax collectors. Oh yes, Jesus is on a fishing experience. He wants these sinners and tax collectors to come to him and receive eternal life. Oh yes, this is wonderful. Sinners and tax, but the Pharisees said, "This man eats with sinners." They didn't realize that they had the greater sin because they judged other people. The lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. To sinners and tax collectors.
Well, hello everyone. I'm very happy to be here with you and, of course, with Father. And I love this topic you brought up this morning, Father. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention the important week this is for you. And we'll get back on the, well, you mentioned fishing expedition. So that should be your middle name, Father, because you are a fisher of men. And the important celebration that we're celebrating this week, Father has been a holy priest of God for 40 years. And it's a beautiful time to celebrate, to thank God for all the things he has done through you, Father. And you were so, you always said yes. And maybe you hesitated 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but you always turned and said, "Yes, Lord, if that's what you would like me to do." And for 40 years, you served the people. Jesus loves people, so he absolutely loves when you are blessing his people. I'm underestimating when I say he loves when you do that. You put a smile on his face. I can see Jesus dancing. I can see him just thrilled that you are being used by him in a mighty way, and you're happy. You're not resentful, like, "Oh, I have to do this." You love people, Father, and you've been doing it for 40 years. And it's so sweet to see. And we celebrate you, but we also celebrate the fact that God has chosen you from the time you were in the womb and before you were in the womb to be a missionary priest, a priest that preaches Jesus, that preaches the Holy Eucharist, that preaches the truth, that's not afraid of the truth. I mean, it's an amazing miracle, and God has used you in a mighty way. So we're celebrating the fact that he gave you all this grace, and he uses you. We're celebrating the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we're celebrating you, Father, that you have said yes, and you have listened to his voice, and he has directed you, he has led you, and you let him do that. And it's a beautiful model for everyone that hears you on the radio, that knows you in person, because we see what you do, how you give give up your life for other people. Other people are top on your priority. And it shows us like, wow, Father can go out of his way. Father can take a telephone call every 5 minutes. Father can go visit the nursing home. Father can go visit the sick and give the last sacraments. Wow, if Father can do it and he's tired and he has so many things to do, he's running a parish, well, then we can do it. So you have been a wonderful model for us, Father. And the other thing, when you say fishing expedition, Father, the other model about a fishing expedition is for us to see how you do that. And this is what I see, and I know other people see it too. Now, you read this, you're going to go further into the prodigal son and the lost coin and the lost sheep, but one part of that gospel, if I remember, it says something like, when one person is found, the angels rejoice in heaven. They jump all around and they have fun and they're rejoicing. In fact, I think in that gospel it says it twice. And I don't remember any other place. Now, you're probably going to correct me, but I don't remember any other place if we do something, if we, oh, I don't know, I'll make this up, if we feed the poor. I don't think it ever says the angels will rejoice. It's something about if we go after the lost and the lost are found, then the angels rejoice. I kind of like that. And it makes me think, well, what am I going after the lost? We'll talk about that in a minute, but it does make, it convicts you because you see how important it is. And I know in the olden days before the Holy Spirit came upon me, I would think, well, those are nice parables. That's very nice. But the point of the parables is not for those Pharisees and whoever they were at the time. It's for me. And am I going after the lost? It's kind of a convicting question. And it's kind of like, oh, wow, now it's my turn, and am I going after the lost? But now I'm back to you, Father. I remember, I've known you for 19 years now, and I remember this is what you used to do. Remember you said, where are the people? Where are the lost? You have to go where the lost are. And so you would, a couple things I remember, you would go to the beach because you said the lost are on the beach. So you would then give out tracts, always about Jesus. You mentioned Jesus a million times in your lifetime, if not more. And it's beautiful because Jesus is the one. Jesus is enough. He is the name above all names. He is the name above illness and depression and sadness and everything, anxiety. So you mention him. You mention him all the time, which is beautiful. So you went to the beach and you gave out tracts. Who knows how many lost people you found? Sometimes we know. You know who was found. They'll come to you and they'll say, thank you, Father, the talk or that letter you wrote me or something touched me and now I'm found and I'm going back to church. But most times, I don't think, Father, we ever exactly know what we've done. But you say, I don't have to know. I just keep going. I keep just going. And then the second thing, remember, Father, you said, well, where are the lost? And then I was with you that day, and you said, they're at the mall. They're shopping. So we're going to go to the mall. And we took about, do you remember? We took about 8 people, and we walked around the mall. And maybe we were singing. I don't know what we were doing, but it was good. And people knew that we were praying or we were singing, and they knew it was a religious group, and it felt good. And heavens knows what we did in those days. I really don't know, but it was the right thing. And then, Father, you said to me, you know where the lost are, Eleanor? And I said, where? And you said, well, the lost are going into Planned Parenthood, so you have to go where the lost are. I never thought of it that way, to be honest, but it's true. And so I think what I'm saying now, I'm inviting everybody to think, do I go where the lost are? Do my actions show that I am a Catholic Christian and that I follow Jesus? And, of course, in my case, I will invite you to come to Planned Parenthood and pray. Pray the rosary where the lost are. And you never know what your prayer is doing. And it's an amazing thing. And Father encouraged me to do that. And it's just so sweet. I feel overwhelmed just talking about it. It's like so many things to be thankful for. And so I'm saying to the Father in heaven, thank you for Father Tom. Thank you for the way he's taught us all. Thank you for having him say yes. Thank you for giving him the grace to always say yes. And we just ask mighty blessings to continue to fall upon him right at this time. All kinds of beautiful blessings flowing upon him right now from the head all the way down. Blessings of peace and joy and health and hope and all good things that flow from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, congratulations and thank you for everything.
Amen. Amen. You know what I'm thinking? What John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. Oh yes, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Son of God. It's all about the Word made flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. It's all about the cross. It's all about the burial. It's all about the resurrection. Oh yes. How we need to hear the gospel preached. Today, Timothy gave us something, St. Paul to Timothy. He said, continue with the instructions that you have, because by continuing these instructions, you not only save yourself, but you save others. And that's the point, that we are looking to save people, like tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And I'm telling you how important it is to be around tax collectors and sinners, because everyone is a sinner. Listen to what it says. So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Are you that sheep that was lost? Jesus said, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep that was lost. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. But you know, tell you the truth, there aren't 99 righteous people on their own righteousness. Our righteousness is in Jesus Christ. He makes us righteous in him. In Jesus, we are righteous who have faith and live out our baptismal experience if we have faith. And we are righteous because of Jesus, not because of us, not because of the good that we do. We are righteous because of Jesus.
Father, you mentioned John the Baptist, and yes, that's another name for you. Father Tom, John the Baptist. Di Lorenzo, you are John the Baptist, and all the 40 years, and even probably at the seminary, you were always crying in the darkness and in the desert, and people rolled their eyes, but you didn't seem to care, and you were young, and when you're young, you do care if people don't like you or roll their eyes, but the Lord just gave you such a feeling of self-esteem, self-confidence, not in yourself, but you knew that Jesus was with you, and that's called faith, and you knew that he was just going to give you the word. He was going to walk with you, show you people that needed to be blessed. So yes, as John the Baptist, he cries out in the desert, and he spoke the truth even until death. And so that's another beautiful role model that you always paid attention to and listened to and did exactly what John did. And John knew what his mission was. That's another thing about you, Father. You know what your mission is. You're not saying to me, oh, I wish I were a bishop, or I wish I were this, and I wish I were in another city. I wish I were. You know what your mission is, and you know who your people are. And you focus. And you go right to that, to the people that call, to everybody that calls. But and John the Baptist did the same thing. He didn't say, "Oh, I wish I were Jesus, or I wish I didn't have to be out in this desert eating spiders or whatever he ate, and grasshoppers or something." He never complained. He knew what his mission was. He was going before Christ. He was not worthy to untie his sandal, and he knew that he would decrease and Christ would increase. He knew his mission and he went about it. He didn't fret. He didn't complain. He didn't wish he were somebody else. And that's exactly like you, Father. And you never say, I wish I were here or there. You know what your mission is. And every day you get up and you say, Lord, help me to bless the work of my hands. Show me where people are so that I can bless them. So now I'm now giving you another middle name. It's John the Baptist.
John the Baptist said he must increase and I must decrease. John the Baptist said, I am a voice crying in the wilderness. A voice crying in the wilderness. I am a voice crying in the wilderness. I have no idea who's listening to me today. I have no idea who feels lost and they need to come to Jesus and surrender their lives. I have no idea what God does through these broadcasts, other than I know he works because he says, as you preach the gospel, I will touch people. I will give people the experience of being born again experience. We were born again at baptism, but we need that experience, a second conversion. We need it. And John the Baptist proclaimed Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of them who bring good news, good news. Announcing peace, proclaiming happiness, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Are you going to make the angels jump today? Are you going to make the angels jump to calisthenics? Over one repentant sinner, the angels in heaven dance and sing and jump. Oh, yes. Are you going to make the angels do that today? You say, but I'm lost. That's why we're preaching, so that you would be found. Found by whom? Found by Jesus. Found by the one who died on the cross for you, who was buried for you, and who rose from the dead.
Yeah, I love that, Father, because you know what? You said we're preaching for the lost. And the thing is, Jesus, like people would say, oh, well, I have 100 sheep, and, you know, so what if I lose one? I still have 99. But see, our God doesn't feel that way. One lost is enough for sadness, and he will go to any length to have you return. It's amazing because you say, really? Are you serious? It's true. It's how much he loves you. Our Lord loves you so much. It's just hard to even grasp it, actually. But yes, he will go. And it's not easy to go after, well, say, a person, but it's not easy to go after a sheep. Like you think, oh, I'll just go and try to find him. Well, you have to go through the woods. You have to go cut trees. You could get cut. So that shepherd really put his life on the line to get that one sheep, and that And our God is willing to do anything if you turn to him, come to him. And he's just, you know what? There's a poem called The Hound of Heaven. And our God is the Hound of Heaven. He will rush you, run you down one street, go for you down another avenue until he puts his hand on your head and catches you. And he will make you a prisoner of love. But you have to let him do that. We can't keep running. Actually, I kept running. So I'm a good one to talk about that, because I kept running and the Lord kept chasing. And he kept chasing and he wouldn't give up on me. Thank God he didn't give up on me. He pounced me on the head and he said, "You are mine." And he said, "You are a prisoner of love." And I was taken in so much I couldn't catch my breath. And I said, "Yes, yes, I surrendered." So, yes, I just want to let you know, Father, and I just want to let you know, if you're listening, turn to him today. Turn to him today. He's waiting for you. He's waiting. And it's true. He's waiting for you to return to him, to love him, and to be guided and directed by his grace.
The greatest thing about being lost is being found. Oh, yes. The only good thing about being lost is when the Lord Jesus finds you. And you know what? He finds you just the way you are. "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come just as I am." That's how we approach the Lord.
Mm.
We don't say, "Well, I've got to straighten out, I've got to do this, I've got to do that." "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." Oh yes, the power of the blood is so important. The power of the blood of Jesus is so important.
Oh, yeah, I feel it falling upon everyone that's listening, Father. I know it sounds silly, but it's true. I believe that the blood of Jesus falling upon us right now, in full measure, falling upon us right now, that beautiful blood, that blood that enlivens us, that enlightens us, that cleanses us. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my breath here. But the blood is just coming just upon you now. Now, it's falling down upon us like a waterfall. It's beautiful, precious blood, and it's the blood of Jesus. So receive that. I'm receiving it right now, and it's a beautiful blood that comes upon us. And I say thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord above. It's an amazing thing. And so, just like Father said, come as you are. You don't have to, like, I don't know, say, "Well, I'm going to stop this addiction tonight. I'm not going to be drinking anymore, and I'm going to turn around and I'll come tomorrow." But no, that's not what you have to do. Just right now, the blood of Jesus falling upon you right at this moment, just say, I come to you, Jesus, just as I am, with my addiction and everything. That's who I am right now. So cleanse me and love me and hold me and take me to you. Hold me into your hands and let I feel like I could just, you know, fall down now and just say, "Be still and know that I am God." So thank you, Father. Beautiful. And just come. He's waiting for you.
Our mighty God cares for the lost. He ate with tax collectors and sinners, and the Pharisees grumbled. Imagine, he can't be a holy man. He eats with sinners. He still does at the Eucharist. Sinners who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's who he eats with. That's who he eats with when we eat his word. Sinners redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So if you feel lost today, tell Jesus, "Find me." Just find me, and don't try to be found. He will find you, because he is the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm found! I'm found! I'm found! Good news! He found me! In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.